Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat, 6.23 1/4, up 2 1/4. December, 6.32 1/2, up 3/4. Soft September wheat, 5.40, down 1 1/2. December, 5.55 3/4, down 3/4. September corn, 3.53, down 3. December, 3.62 1/2, down 2 1/2. July, 3.91, down 2 1/2. September soybeans, 10.75 1/4, down 1/4. November, 10.24 1/4, down 3 3/4. September soybean meal, 4.02, up 13.30. October, 3.54, up $2. September soybean oil, 32.97, down 6. October, 32.96, down 9. August live cattle, 153.35, down 20. August feeders, 217.40, down 12.5. October lean hogs, 95.87 1/2, up 77 1/2.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Have lean hog futures made a seasonal low?
Well, you would think so from the looks of the action. You know, we did what we're going to be able to confirm that is continuation of an increase in the cash price, and that's one of the things that we did see yesterday. So, you know, in these markets at the moment, calling seasonal lows is getting pretty tough. I'll tell you, it's not as easy as a person might think. Now, when you look at the cash, you know, the cash is still way ahead of the futures by $6. And so, you know, that's lower than what it had been, but I do think the possibility is certainly there.
It hasn't been one of those classic Vs like you often see in the lean hog market, so it makes you wonder whether this recovery will be different than others have been.
Well, like I said, you know, we have a lot of things going on in the marketplace. This is the first time in a long time where we've seen the dollar go by, you know, the dollar reversed. It put in a new nearby high yesterday and reversed a little bit off of that. You know, we've just have so many different things happening, and one of the things with pork especially is it's competing with beef in the cash, you know, in the retail market, in the grocery stores. And traditionally, it doesn't do as well, you know, and so, you know, it's a situation where if we continue to see some decent cash increases, that'll be a good thing. You know, the old adage always used to be, you know, we'll either see cash go down to meet futures or futures come up to meet cash. Well, if futures do come up and meet cash, then that's actually not a good thing necessarily for the pork producer.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the grain sector. Trade this week has been really choppy, has it not?
Do you hear me yawning? Yeah. I mean, yes, it has been extremely choppy, and I'm not surprised. You know, we've got the Ukraine underneath us, of course, as we move forward here, but there's all kinds of questions. It looks as if the People's Bank of China is probably going to go for, you know, quantitative easing. They just basically lent the ag sector $3.26 billion to try and keep them going over there. And so, you know, there's just a lot of things happening when it comes to the EU. The central bank looks like they're going to do some easing. Also, basically, you know, supports the idea that the Dow is going to go higher. I've been hearing rumors that the Dow is going to go to 18,000. And if that does happen, I expect the U.S. dollar is going to probably go with it. And some of the outside money we have in this market may move away. So we have to be on our toes. There's no question about that. I think the market is just marking time waiting until we can get closer to the USDA report in September.
Is that September report going to be, and I've been using these words, sizzle or fizzle, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think it could be fizzle in terms of, I believe before we get that far, we should have a good amount of guesses already built into the marketplace. You're seeing more people talking about the USDA raising it to where we saw the Pro Farmer Tour, or maybe even a little higher than the Pro Farmer Tour. Basically, keeps us in about in the same range of production. So, you know, it would be somewhat fizzly, right?
Right.
You know, there wouldn't be much there from that standpoint. The big question on that report will be, what's happening? I think the more important thing is what happens shortly after the report when we get the next set of FSA numbers out. And then we look at those FSA numbers and we have a better idea of what our actual, our much closer picture to what actual prevented plant was and, a better idea of what total acreage is. I think that's the wild card in the background all the time at the moment is where acres really at. And, you know, it's interesting. I looked at December 2009. And if you look at a DSO 9 chart, it's quite something. It put its lows in on the 8th of September, but we look almost identical, except we're 2 weeks behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of interesting to think that, you know, maybe it'll coincide, Dave, the lows in the grain market coincide very much with when we actually start here to harvest some of that early planted corn.
Mm.
Because a lot of guys I'm talking to are saying, about 2.5 weeks, they figure they'll be into it pretty hard. And so that may finally help us find a bottom, and maybe we can be turned to the top.
Will producers really be able to be into corn hard mid-September, given the wetness that we have seen over the summer? I mean, will producers be willing to harvest corn in the 30s?
Well, when you look at what the basis is, you look at Decatur basis, and Decatur basis is positive. I think a lot of guys are going to be looking at quick ship, but, there too, they're going to be hoping that the elevators are going to offer them, free drying and things like that because they really need it. The bean market is crazy. Decatur's 375 over the November right now, and yet, when you look at Central Illinois went from $3 to $2 today.
Right.
And so, that says to me, that this is a short-term thing. When they get what they want, they're not going to keep on paying it. So in my mind, what we need to be doing on new crop corn is getting out there and looking at what the basis levels are and looking at what we can, basis is a big risk. There's no question about that. And so basis is going to either have to do the job right now to get the corn and the beans coming out of the country, and then once we actually get into the crop, that's when basis could really widen out. So I think that guys that have anything hedged, futures or options, HTAs, they need to be looking out there and seeing where a good basis really is and taking advantage of that.
Is it too soon to be thinking about next year's marketings?
Oh my goodness, no. You're talking about 15?
Yes.
No. We should, 15's been being marketed for quite a long time already, and I think when you look at risk, the risk on beans is huge. Even on 14 beans, we still have a lot of risk. But the risk for next year is even higher, unless we can get a better corn price. I saw a poll that came out this morning. I can't remember who did it, but they were saying that 15 acres on corn were going to be down at 90.5 million, 1.5 million acres, and beans are going to be up by 2. Well, if I had to say by who I've been talking to, bean acres are definitely going to go higher. Guys who are 50-50 won't make many changes, but you have a lot of guys that have been more heavy corn the last number of years and done more corn on corn. I think that, they're going to pencil it out. You know, if you get corn down here and you start to look at 50 cents under and you've got a 350 corn, it's pretty darn hard to pencil any kind of a profit. You might have a break even, maybe,
mm-hmm.
but the problem you have at this point in time, Dave, is that unfortunately rents don't go down as fast, input costs don't go down as fast, and so, this first adjustment year that we have is really a tough one.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Studer Peterson Group. And she is in Champaign, Illinois. September corn, 353, down 3. December, 362 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1076 and a half, up 1. November, 1023 and 3 quarters, down 4 and 1 quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.